So apparently, AI customer support is now deflecting up to 90% of tickets. And the weirdest part? Customers might actually hate it less than talking to humans. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's a quiet revolution happening in customer service, and it's being led by a company you've probably never heard of called Decagon. They just hit unicorn status with a $1.5 billion valuation after raising $131 million. And what exactly are they doing that's worth that kind of money? They're basically building AI agents that can handle your customer service problems so humans don't have to. Here's where it gets interesting. These aren't your standard press one for billing chatbots that make you want to throw your phone across the room. Decagon's AI is apparently deflecting between 60 to 90% of customer inquiries. That means for every 10 people who would normally need to talk to a human agent, only 1 to 4 actually do now. And honestly, I think this is one of those rare AI stories where the numbers might actually be real. See, traditional chatbots only resolve about 28% of issues before a human has to step in. But these new conversational AI systems are learning from actual customer conversations, getting smarter with every interaction. The wildest part is that customer satisfaction scores aren't tanking. In some cases, they're actually going up by 10%. Think about that. People might prefer talking to a robot than waiting on hold for 45 minutes, listening to the same 4 bars of "Your call is important to us" music. But here's the thing, and while everyone was watching these flashy startups like Decagon grab headlines, the established players have been quietly building their own AI customer service armies. Zendesk, the company that probably handles the customer service for half the products you use, has been training their AI on billions of customer interactions. Salesforce's new Agentforce is deflecting 30% of cases right out of the box. And then there's Intercom's Fin AI agent, which is somehow achieving an 86% resolution rate. That's honestly a bit hard to believe, but that's what they're claiming. What nobody's really talking about, though, is the weird position this puts human agents in. If AI handles all the easy stuff, password resets, shipping updates, basic troubleshooting, then human agents only get the really difficult problems. The ones that made the AI throw up its virtual hands and say, "I can't help with this one." Imagine if your entire job was just dealing with the hardest, most complicated problems all day long. No easy wins. Just the stuff that even advanced AI couldn't figure out. That's potentially a recipe for serious burnout. And there's another wrinkle here. Gartner, the research firm, found that 2/3 of customers still prefer talking to humans. So there's this tension between what companies want, fewer human agents, more AI, and what customers say they want, talking to actual people. Quick hits before we go. Forethought, another AI customer service startup, claims their secret sauce is understanding natural language holistically, not just keywords. Gorgias is focusing specifically on e-commerce support, hitting 60% deflection rates even for small businesses. And a company called Sophie is apparently achieving a 97% resolution rate while adjusting its tone and empathy levels based on the conversation, which I have questions about. That's your blend for today. The future of customer service is clearly AI first, but the real winners will be the companies that remember the service part of customer service, not just the deflection metrics. Because at the end of the day, we all just want our problem solved, whether it's by a human or a really convincing AI that pretends to care about our printer not connecting to Wi-Fi. I'll see you tomorrow.